Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Trent Rush.
This is Brandon Marsh, the Los Angeles Angels and 66ers Baseball.
This is Joe Adell here with the Los Angeles Angels.
I'm Troy Hunter Jr.
You're listening to the All Angels Podcast.
Hey, what is up? It is your boy Johnny Maggs back at you once again. I am joined as always with
Dan Garcia.
Today we got a special podcast. Today Daniel and I had the pleasure of interviewing Angels' third round pick, the second pick for the Angels in the 2020 right. draft, David Calabrese out of Ontario, Canada. If you look his name up, Google his name, you will see all the scouting reports. This guy was the number one prospect in Canada, in Ontario. He was ranked 97 on MLB.com, number 17 by Keith Law from The Athletic. Very highly touted guy. Very cool guy. We got a chance to speak to him. Daniel set this all up, and David couldn't have been any nicer and was more than accommodating with his time for it to sit down with us and talk with us. So this is our interview with Angels third-round draft pick David Calabrese.
With the 82nd pick of the 2020 MLB draft, the Los Angeles Angels select outfielder David Calabrese from St. Elizabeth Catholic High School, Thornhill, Ontario, Canada.
A lot of comparisons. I know, we're reading the scouting reports on you and all that stuff, but how do you deal with the comparisons to people? I heard a comparison made on The Athletic by Keith Law that, Jacoby Ellsbury type player. How do you deal with these type of comparisons, or do you just try to not pay attention to that and say I'm the best David Calabrese I can be?
It's pretty cool for sure. You watch them growing up. I watched Jacoby Ellsbury on the Yankees, on the Red Sox. It was pretty cool. Hear my name called alongside of him. But at the same time, I'm just trying to be the best version of myself and see where this thing can go.
Now, obviously, like you mentioned, north of the border, down here in the States, I think you can go football, basketball, baseball, probably the top three sports. But up there, what other sports were you into growing up? What kind of sports did you play in, probably even going into high school?
Yeah, so I played, since I was little, I played both hockey and baseball. I played both at a really high level. When I was 14, I had to make a decision whether to continue with baseball full-time or continue to play both. And that's when I decided to stop playing hockey and just really focus on, committing myself full all year round to playing baseball.
But once I turned 14, I became really serious with baseball, and I wanted to practice and train 12 months a year. So that's something I put myself towards. And, obviously it worked out for the best. But, to this day, I still love the game of hockey. I'm a huge hockey fan. And, being north of the border, it's pretty much roots up here. So, it's always a good thing that, I was able to play that. I made a lot of great friends through playing hockey, and it's just something that will stick with me for the rest of my life.
Now, maybe you might, after I ask this question, say, man, these naive California guys, but what role does the weather play up there as far as what you can do on the baseball field?
I mean, it plays a pretty big role. We're indoors 8 months of the year because it's either too cold or it's snowing.
Right.
We only get those 4 or 5 months when we're outside and we're able to play baseball. So we just try to take advantage of those as much as we can. Obviously it would be absolutely lovely to play in California year round.
Yeah.
But some things we just can't have. But nonetheless, you know, it's always fun to, you know, I still train indoors, you know, 8 months a year.
Okay.
I'm lucky to have great facilities that I have access to. So, I'm not really missing a beat in terms of the baseball side of things. So I'm pretty grateful for that. And, you know, it's definitely, you know, something you have to take advantage of, you know, being out there for those few months, because, you know, during the off season, you're just anxious and waiting and just, you're just looking forward to whenever that first pitch is that you can take outdoors. So, you know, it's something you look forward to and something you work hard towards in the off season.
So now obviously, draft day comes, third round. How did that day start? Did you feel nervous? Did you feel anxious? Like, what were your thoughts before the actual draft pick came in, but like just waking up that day?
I woke up that day like pretty much any other regular day. You know, I still got my workout in the morning. And then when it came time for the draft, you know, I sat down with my family, we watched it on TV, and you know, I was a little bit nervous. You know, I think everyone in the draft was, cause you know, you just don't know where you're going to end up. So it's definitely something that, you know, you think a lot about and something you work really hard towards. And, like I said, it just takes one team to take a chance on you. So, yeah, I was just waiting for that team and, you know, whoever it was, I would have been happy. You know, just any opportunity I can get, you know, I just want to show that, you know, I won't let them down. And, you know, Angels took that chance on me and I'm super, super happy about it.
Did you have sort of an idea, like there was, you know, which teams were actually in the, you know, kind of looking your way? Did you have an idea maybe the Angels or maybe such and such team were kind of on the radar for you?
You know, on draft day, really anything can happen. You know, I really didn't have much of an idea of where I could go. You know, it was just one of those things where you just wait for that phone call and you'll wait to hear your name call on TV. So that was just the mentality I took into day two of the draft, and it worked out.
So then you hear your name called, all that pressure, all that hard work is at that point probably feels like it's paid off. Can you explain the relief to actually hear your name, know where you're going, know that you've been drafted and everything that comes with that?
You know, so many people say that, you know, hearing your name called is a surreal feeling, but you know, I don't think surreal really defines it. You know, it's one of those things where it's probably the best moment of my life. And it will be for a really long time. You know, I barely even remember the moment that my name got called. That's how excited I was. But it was really, really special. And like you said, you know, all that hard work, all the hours you put in behind the scenes, you know, it feels like it definitely paid off. But you know, at the same time, real work starts now. You know, I got to embark on the journey ahead and just work 10 times harder to get to where I want to be in 4 or 5 years.
Well, did you feel any after your name being called, how was the feeling as far as like, did you feel a sense of relief or was it more just a sense of accomplishment? Like, hey, this is it. What overtook you more than anything?
I think it was a little bit of both. Okay. You know, the week leading up to the draft, you know, I was nervous. I had no idea what was going to happen. I had no idea where I could end up. So, you know, hearing my name call was definitely a big, big relief. But it was, at the same time, like you said, it was just such an accomplishment. You know, like again, all the hours, you know, paid off, and you know, this is the biggest accomplishment of my life and something I take a lot of pride in. And I'll remember that day for a very, very long time. It'll stick with me for a while.
So now you're drafted. Now you're signed. Normally, in a normal year, you'd be heading out to like Arizona for rookie ball. Now with everything going on, it looks like that's kind of shut down. What are you going to do now to kind of keep yourself sharp and keep yourself ready for, you know, maybe 2021 spring training?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's disappointing that our season got canceled this year and, you know, that I'm not able to go down to Arizona and put on an Angels uniform and rookie ball and meet all my coaches, play baseball down there. But, you know, really I'm just focusing on training every day. You know, just taking batting practice, getting my workouts in, you know, whatever I can do to keep myself in shape. You know, it's really just, I'm just treating it like another off season, but with warmer weather.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to keep myself ready, keep my body in shape for, you know, whenever baseball can come back. You know, I'm looking forward to that day as well. But yeah, it's just a lot of training. You know, I'm going to be training full summer, pretty much every day, and just, you know, working relentlessly towards, you know, whenever I can see that first pitch again in the game.
Awesome. So, you know, I wanted to talk to. I was reading up on you and wanted to get your. I wanted to get your. you know, feedback from you on this, but you've actually played in a major league ballpark already in Fenway Park, and you hit an inside the park home run at Fenway Park. What was that like? What was it like playing at Fenway? And secondly, dude, an inside the park home run—that's amazing. How did that all feel to you?
It was special. I mean, that one day I played at Fenway Park, it was a really special day. You know, the first steps I took on that field, it's just, it didn't really hit me that, like, you know, a ton of history has been played here. You know, guys like Ted Williams and all the great players, you know, playing through there. It was definitely really special. You know, not a lot of people could say that they shared the same field, that many greats, you know, played on that as well. And, you know, just top it off with an inside the park home run was pretty cool. I don't remember the moment at all. If you ask me about it, I can't remember anything. I just watch it back on video all the time. It still excites me to this day, you know, how it happened and you know, where it happened too. I mean, it's a pretty special place to have a memorable moment like that. So it's definitely, you know, a memory that'll stick with me for the rest of my life.
And kind of going off of that inside the park home run, a lot of scouts have mentioned your speed being the number one, you know, tool you got. At what point and what age did you realize that you were faster than everyone else, like in your age group?
You know, ever since I was young, you know, speed was something that always came naturally to me. But it was really when I was about 14 or 15, that, you know, I realized that my speed could help me, you know, maybe get some places, you know, with baseball. So I just worked relentlessly towards getting faster, building my legs stronger, working on sprints, working on mobility. Just really anything I can to get faster. And, you know, over the years, over the last couple of years, that's something that's really carried my name a little bit and has helped me, you know, get some better looks. So it's something that, you know, I worked really hard towards, you know, because I know that's my number one tool. And, you know, it helps me in all aspects of my game. So, you know, I know that the more I can improve on it, the better my game can be and the farther I can go with baseball. So I just know that, you know, I'm just going to work hard, keep getting faster and see where this thing goes.
Yeah, speed. I mean, A++ speed is what I'm seeing on all reports from you. And how does your speed, and you touched on it a little bit on your answer right now, but how does your speed play a role on the defensive side of the ball for you?
Absolutely. So yeah, when I'm in the outfield, you know, I have the mentality of, you know, every ball that's hit to me, I'm going to catch. I don't like really seeing, you know, balls drop in the gap when I'm playing center field, or, you know, I'm just trying to cover as much ground as I can, you know, get good reads and use my speed to my advantage out there. You know, I'm playing out there for a reason, and, you know, being a center fielder, you're the captain of the outfield. So you really got to take control. And, you know, that's something I've learned over the last couple of years, to just, you know, take control, you know, get great reads and just utilize my speed as much as I can and just track down, you know, every ball hit to me. So that's just the mentality I have when I'm playing the outfield.
So we also like to get to know the player, especially when they're first time on the podcast. So hobbies, what do you do to pass time? Are you a gamer? Are you a reader? Do you binge TV shows? What do you do to pass time?
You know, I play a little bit of video games as well. I like to spend time with my family, a little bit of time with my friends. I'm just a normal guy outside of baseball like everyone else. But yeah, there's a lot of downtime in the day, so I just like to spend my time, you know, doing little bits of things that I can do.
Yeah, it's funny because, like Dan had mentioned, we've had a bunch of guys on our show where, you know, guys like Brandon Marsh and Chris Rodriguez and top prospects in the Angels. They talk about how, like, when they're off the field, they like to relax and play video games and listen to music. Do you have a certain thing that you do when you get home that says, once you're off the baseball field, you say, hey, I'm going to go do this to get my mind off of everything else and just kind of relax?
Yeah, well, it's really important to, you know, have one or two things that you can do to just separate your mind from baseball. You know, usually I'll come home from training or whatever and, you know, sit in front of the TV, watch some TV, or I'll play some video games as well. But, you know, I know it's important to, you know, not focus on baseball 24 hours of the day. You know, that's when it gets too caught up in your head. And, you know, obviously you just got to let your head breathe a little bit. Got to relax, sit back, you know, still have fun with everything. And you know, it's just good to have like one or two things that you can, you know, go back on to relax and take some time out of your day to do.
Now, we mentioned it earlier, you were in the States at Fenway. But have you gone as far west as California before? Have you been to the West Coast?
No, I've never been on the West Coast. So, you know, every time I've came to the States, it's usually been East Coast because that's close right. to where I live. But I've never been on the West Coast. Now I'm looking forward to visiting down there soon. And it looks like a great place. I'm looking forward to it.
So not only are the Angels based out of Southern California, obviously, but their high A affiliate, the Inland Empire 66ers, are also based out of Southern California. When you are, you know, down here, is there anything you've seen, maybe friends talk about, seen on TV that you would definitely want to have like a checklist to check out when you're in Southern California?
That's a good question. You know, obviously, you know, when you think of California, you think of Los Angeles. You know, some of my friends have visited there on vacation and whatnot, and, you know, they told me it's a pretty cool place to be. So yeah, I'm looking forward to visiting the city one day and, you know, just being a tourist, you know, whether it's in the off season or whatnot, you know, it's a pretty cool place to walk around and a lot of great sights to see. So I'm looking forward to visiting there, but, you know, there's a lot of other great places in California and, you know, it's a beautiful state. So I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, all the state in its entirety.
You know, being in the Angels organization, Disneyland's within walking distance from Angel Stadium. I'm sure that's something you might want to catch one day. But one thing I will tell you is the weather here, I think the Angels have maybe had, what, two, three rainouts in about 25 years.
Yeah, one of them was last year, but so, before that it was like 10 years before the last rainout.
So,
wow.
So you're going to love the weather. But are you concerned at all because you being from Canada, from Ontario, right?
Yeah, from Ontario.
Are you concerned at all? Like, man, like, it can be, you know, it's kind of warm down here. Are you concerned at all? Like, man, it's a little too warm. It's going to be a little too warm over there?
Not at all, really. You know, I've up here, it's pretty warm in the summer. You know, we get, you know, 90, some days in the hundreds
okay.
as well. So, I mean, I'm honestly, it's different. It's different warmth.
Right.
On the West Coast and in the East. So, I also got, you know, a couple of chances to play in Texas during the summer.
Ooh.
So it got pretty hot there as well.
Humid.
So yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those things where, you know, your body adjusts to it. You know, I know that the more I can play, you know, in the heat, the more my body will adjust to it, and, you know, I'll have no problem with it. So just looking forward to playing again.
So the last thing I you know, want to ask before we let you go is, if you weren't playing baseball, what sport would you be playing? Would it be hockey, or would you think you would probably gravitate to something else?
If I wasn't playing baseball, I'd probably be sticking with hockey.
Yeah.
You know, since I was a little kid, I've loved hockey, and, you know, being from Canada, that's the big thing here. So it's pretty much the norm to play hockey, you know, as a guy growing up here. So I probably would have stuck with that, and, you know, I had a lot of fun in the years that I played, so. I definitely would have enjoyed, you know, spending the last few years as well, you know, picking up and playing hockey, you know, even more seriously.
That's awesome. I want to thank you not only for taking some time out chatting with us, but also being the first international guest of the All Angels podcast. You're our first guy that's, you know, north of the border. But thank you very much, David. We really appreciate it. Good luck.
Yes.
Stay healthy. And we're looking forward to seeing you, hopefully, spring 2021.
Now, I appreciate you guys having me here, and I'm super happy to be an Angel. Thanks, guys.
Awesome. Thank you. Hijo de su chingada madre. Ay, güey. Those are the screams I used to make when I would cut myself shaving before I knew about Manscaped. Thank you, Manscaped, for turning my loud shrieks into multiple peaks. Man, start taking notes, because Manscaped accidents are finally a thing of the past. The Manscaped Lawnmower 3.0 has been beautifully designed to reduce those painful nicks and tugs. This is their third generation trimmer featuring advanced skin safe technology, so you keep your bad boys nice and smooth. The Manscaped engineering team obsesses over technology developments to provide you the best tools for your grooming experience. They spent 18 months perfecting the greatest ball hair trimmer ever created and just released a new and improved Lawnmower 3.0. Guys, I had the 2.0 and I didn't think it could get any better, but this one's better. When I tell you this is premium, I mean premium. The battery will last up to 90 minutes, so you can take a longer shave. The water-resistant technology allows you to shave in the shower. One of the coolest features is the LED light that illuminates the grooming areas for a closer and more precise trimming. And let's not forget about the charging stand. Show your mower off loud and proud, because this intelligently designed stand is a convenient charging dock powered by USB. So many people have written in stories about the Lawnmower 3.0 has changed their life. They even included pics so I could see the smoothness for myself, and they're not kidding. You need to try this out for yourself. Get 20% off plus free shipping when you use code armchair at manscaped.com. Your balls will thank you. Get 20% off free shipping with the code armchair at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use code armchair. Your balls will thank you.
There's no shortage of action going on with our partner over at betonline.ag. The sports world is slowly making its way back, with the NBA announcing its return in late July. But right now, UFC, boxing, NASCAR, and international soccer all have resumed play, and BetOnline has the best odds for their upcoming games and matches. Need more? BetOnline has simulated NBA, NFL, UFC live every day for our devoted gamblers, and check it out. BetOnline also offers hundreds of casino games, poker tournaments, and the best props in the business. Visit BetOnline on your computer or mobile device and join now to receive your welcome bonus. That's betonline.ag, your online wagering experts.
Hey, what's up? Johnny Catfish here, ambassador for Groom Goon Beard and Body Care. Are you tired of your beard feeling rough and not so fresh? Do yourself a favor and do what I did and check out www.groomgoon.com. Groom Goon carries a variety of beard oils and beard and body soaps that will leave your beard feeling soft and smelling great all day long. Don't just take my word for it. Go check it out for yourself. Again, that's www.groomgoon.com. And at checkout, use discount code CATFISHTHEGOON, all one word, CATFISHTHEGOON, and receive 15% off your purchase. Why choose Groom Goon? Well, because your beard deserves it.
Hood Vicious, listen to my show, The Punk Corner, on KJ Epic Radio, every Thursday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m.
And that was our interview with the Angels' third-round pick, second pick for the Angels in the 2020 draft, David Calabrese. What'd you think of David and his just?
No, he was a great guy to talk to. A little behind the curtain, leading up to the interview, we couldn't. This is our first Zoom interview, and I could not figure out how to work this microphone and get this all working for the life of me. And then he was very understanding, very cordial, very not pressured, didn't make me feel like, oh, I'm wasting his time. So big thank you to David. Great guy. And again, another outfielder that the Angels have in their farm system that's going to be a weapon. Now, whether that means another outfielder down the road is more expendable or David gets traded for something else, you know, it's going to be really interesting to see how they juggle the depth in the outfield coming up. But, great kid. Again, our first international interview, so that was pretty cool. But again, David was awesome and was more than willing to spend some time with us, and we thank him for that.
Yeah, exciting stuff. Just when you get to know these guys, we've talked to plenty of guys before, but every time we seem to talk to somebody, you get a little excited about the Angels' future, and David is no different from anybody else. I mean, it's awesome. More depth in the outfield, like Daniel said. So again, thank you guys for listening to the show. We appreciate it. Again, thank you to David. Catch us on our next podcast. We'll be dropping. We'll keep you guys informed if anything else happens.
As of right now, we'll probably be recording the episode Wednesday night. Yeah. So if you guys want to watch it while we record it, you can definitely check it out. We're probably going to do it on our Facebook again. So if you follow us on Halo Haven Facebook page,
right,
check it out there. And then the actual full podcast will come out Thursday morning on obviously whatever you're listening to now, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio. But that's a week so far. And then by the time we talk on Wednesday night, they should have at least one inter-squad game played. So that'd be something interesting to talk about and just kind of catch up on the news during summer camp.
Right.
This year for
Summer the Camp 2020.
Right, for the Angels. So definitely check us out. Look for it Wednesday night or on the podcast dropping Thursday morning. And all as always, we'll take any questions or anything you got. Call allangelspodcast@gmail.com. Again, email us at allangelspodcast@gmail.com. We're really looking forward to more and more questions as the season gets closer and closer.
Yeah. Every day goes by, more news happens. We'll bring it to you guys as frequently as we can. So other than that, I'm Johnny Mangs.
I'm Dan Garcia.
And you've listened to another edition of the All Angels Podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.